And I'm Audie Cornish in Philadelphia, where protests outside the Democratic National Convention have drawn thousands of demonstrators, and they're rallying around a wide range of causes. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong gives us a taste.
Here in Philadelphia, the streets are alive with the sound of chanting.
What the?
And if you can't hear above the shouting, just look up at all the picket signs.
So your sign says?
No TPP.
El Nordzi of Exeter, Rhode Island, took time off from work to protest the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal between the U.S., Japan, and other Pacific Rim nations.
There's so many issues that you could pick from, but this is one of the big ones. I mean, if this goes through, you know, I mean, say goodbye to individual liberties. They're making corporations a priority over actual human beings.
Philip Garrett from Nashville has multiple causes on his mind.
Epstein says abolish student debt.
And he's wearing a Guy Fawkes mask to represent Anonymous, a network of activist hackers. But those aren't the issues that really drove him to the streets.
My main reason for protesting is actually our military interventions and our drug war that leads to the mass incarceration that we now face.
Many of the demonstrations have taken place in designated protest zones, in parks and outside City Hall. But some activists with Black Lives Matter started their march against police brutality in one of the city's poorest neighborhoods, North Philadelphia.
This is where the brutality begins, right here in this community.
This is march organizer Asa Khalif.
We need to educate our people in this quote-unquote hood to let them know that we haven't abandoned them, and they need to get mobilized and organized.
I need all white people to move to the back. This is a Black and brown resistance march.
Erica Mines was one of the organizers with the Philly Coalition for Real Justice. She handed out signs with names of police shooting victims for other marchers to carry after she called out the victims' names one by one.
Philando Castillo.
We honor you.
Who will carry his name? Alton Sterling.
We honor you.
Who will carry his name?
For Larry Whitlin of Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey, who's in town to push for universal background checks for gun sales, all of these demonstrations add up to a mix of diverse activism that you can only find at a Democratic National Convention.
Even in spite of the fact that we might be a little bit more ragged, I think it's better.
Ragged?
Ragged in a good way, you know. This one wears a shirt, that one doesn't wear a shirt. This one has dyed red hair and tattoos, and this one doesn't have it.
To Whitlin, this is what America looks like. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News, Philadelphia.